Oh, hallelujah. Thank you so much for that song, The God Within Me. I'm so grateful to know that God is within me. My early programming talked about a God in the sky, a God above the clouds, a God more like Santa Claus, a God who knows when I'm sleeping, knows when I'm awake, knows when I've been good or bad, reminding me or warning me to be good for goodness sake. So grateful for the teachings of unity, allowing me to more deeply understand that God is within me. God is all mixed up in me. Like I've said before, like the cream and the sugar in my coffee. Once it's mixed in, can't be separated. The Spirit of God is in me, mixed up, like cream and sugar in coffee. It's a sweet, wonderful, tasty blend, me and God. Today I want to talk, as you saw on the program or on the beginning of the service when my talk title and scripture came up, you see that the talk title today is, What Do You Want? Very simple question. What do you want? A question we've been asked by others and a question that we've asked of ourselves on occasion. What is it that I want? What do you want? The scripture that I put with it was ask and it shall be given. Because what you ask for, what you really ask for at a deep heart level, is what you will receive. I remember when I was a teenager and I began college and I started my undergraduate work at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. One of the courses that I took as a freshman that I absolutely loved, it was a core requirement, and the course title was Values Clarification. Values Clarification was a wonderful, wonderful class that involved a deep study of self. It was not one of those classes where you looked at the outside world, and it was a class about the facts and the figures of the world or outside conditions. It was a class that allowed us and guided us into looking deep inside of ourselves, each of us, to find out what are the things you value, to get clear about them. Because according to the intention of the class, once you became clear about what your inner values were, you could make sure that you put one foot in front of another foot, approaching the realization of your true heart's desires. The question was asked each time we met, what do you value? Become clear about what you value. We are gathered here in this class for a clarification of your values. Hence the name, Values Clarification. I've never forgotten that class. I appreciated it so much. It really allowed me to do something that I hadn't done for the first time. It allowed me to really look inside myself, to look inside my own mind and inside my own heart, to discover what is it that I truly, truly value. Because the things that I value are the things that I will put my time and attention and focus upon. There's a scripture that says, lay not up for yourselves treasures of earthly things that can rust, that can be eaten by moths, and can be stolen. It said, but lay for yourselves treasures in heaven, treasures of eternal things, things that the moths cannot eat, that cannot rust, and that cannot be stolen. These things are not things that come from the outside world. These are things that are within. That scripture goes on to say, because where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And so, values clarification. I give you a bit of that class today, one session, by asking you the question, what do you want? Because what you ask, you will be given. What you seek deep in your heart, you will always find. And whatever door you knock upon, absolutely will be opened unto you. As I was thinking about values clarification and thinking about the examples in the scripture that speak to what I am saying today, I brought to mind King Solomon. King Solomon, just as he was at the very start of being a king, his father David had died, and now he had been anointed king of the people of Israel. Well, he found himself not prepared. He didn't know how to be a king, how to be a ruler of a nation. He felt like a little kid, kind of out of his own arena of authority. While he was in this state of mind, he was approached by the voice of God. God visited Solomon, and God presented Solomon with a very amazing, mind-blowing, out-of-this-world offer. God speaks in Solomon to Solomon, and God says, "My son, ask whatever you want of me, and I will give it to you. What do you want? Tell me the desire of your heart, and I will grant it. Anything, anything at all. Just imagine, anything at all, I will give you. What in your values clarification mindset, Solomon, what do you value most? What do you desire most? Once more, ask, I'll give it to you. Anything, anything at all." Brothers and sisters, imagine God saying that to you, because God is saying that to you. What do you want? Ask, and it shall be given. Anything, anything at all. Pause. Contemplate the question for yourself. If you knew that God spoke to you and is speaking to you right here and right now, asking you that question and offering you that offering, what do you want? Above all else, what is it that you want? I will give it to you. It is my good pleasure to give you what you want. Anything. How did Solomon respond to the offering? Solomon said to God, "I'm just a kid. I don't know my knee from my elbow sometime. I don't know how to be a king. I don't know how to be in authority. I don't know how to guide your people. Sometimes I don't know how to guide myself." In response to your question, oh God, what is it that I want? This is my answer. More God. I want more God. More of you, God, is what I want. Above all available choices for anything I can have, let me have more of you. I want more of your spirit, God, in me. I want more conscious awareness of your spirit, God, alive in me. I want more of your spirit of wisdom. I want more of your spirit of compassion. I want more of your spirit of discernment. With more of your spirit of wisdom, with more of your spirit of compassion, with more of your spirit of discernment, I will be fit to lead your people. Give me more God. This I desire above and beyond all earthly things. You have asked that I clarify my values. Well, I am clear. What I value more than anything, most of all, more God. Well, if God asks me that question, Carlos Wayne, what do you want? Of all the things possible for you to have, anything in the whole wide world, what do you want? What do you value more than anything? Be clear, Carlos Wayne, because what you ask for, you will be given. What you seek, you'll find. And whatever door you knock on will be opened for you to enter into. Clarify your value. What do you want? Well, at many times during my earlier life, I would have named many things other than more God. But here in my later years, I answer, as did my brother Solomon, I've come to discover that I have not found what I was looking for in any earthly thing. I have found that my values have been clarified. What I want, brothers and sisters, more than anything else in the whole wide world, is more God, more conscious awareness of my oneness with God. Well, after having asked of Solomon, tell me what you want more than anything in the whole wide world so that I might give it to you. And Solomon's response, being more of you, all I want is more of you. My heart's desire is more of you. God said that answer tickled me and delighted me to no end. I have offered you anything, including all of the treasures of the world. And all you have asked for is more of me. Well, buddy, because all you have asked for is more of me, I have a surprise. I will give you this and all of the earthly treasures my heart desires that you should have. The scripture records that after Solomon, having asked for only more of God, made his request to God be known, God blessed Solomon with more conscious awareness of his presence in Solomon, but also with more riches, earthly riches, financial riches, abundance in prosperity than any king who had ever come before. And as the scripture says, more than any king that would ever follow. I will bless you with all of the wives and concubines a king could have, more palaces, more territory, more gold and silver and precious metals, more wealth, more health. All you've asked for is more of me. Look, these things come with it. It reminds me of Unity Principle number 4. I don't know how it's spoken here at Unity of New York, but this is how it is spoken at Unity in the city in Brookline. Unity Principle number 4. Prayer is creative thinking that heightens the connection with God mind. Prayer is creative thinking that heightens the connection with God mind. More God. Once more. Prayer is creative thinking that heightens the connection with God mind and therefore brings forth wisdom, health, prosperity, and everything good. And therefore brings forth wisdom, health, prosperity, and everything good. This fourth unity principle reminds us that getting more God gives us more wisdom. It brings with it more health. It brings with it more prosperity. It brings with it more of everything good. This is why one of our foundational scriptures, and one dearest to my heart, one I choose to remember to assist me in keeping my values clarified, is this: seek you first the kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom of God within you, and all these earthly things, they will be added. But seek you first the kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom of God. These things, wisdom, health, prosperity, and all things good, they will be added. My brother Solomon knew what to pray. Once our values are clarified, once we become abundantly clear about what to value, we will pray the prayer of Solomon. If the universe should ask me, like a genie from a bottle, tell me what you want, and I'll give it to you. What is your wish? Because your wish is my command. This is what the universe is saying. This is what God is saying. Your wish is my command. What do you want? Ask, and it shall be given. Back in the 60s, around the same time, I graduated high school in 1969 and immediately started in my freshman year in college. And as I've told you before, it was in my freshman year that one of the core requirement classes was values clarification. I'm so grateful. Around about that same time in the late 60s or early 70s, I got a hold of a book written by a brother named Ken Kise Jr. I know that many of you encountered this book. The title of the book was Handbook, The Handbook for Higher Consciousness. The Handbook for Higher Consciousness. Now, I was a hippie when I was a freshman. I was a hippie through my college days and through the last days of my being in high school. And all of the hippies that I knew, they were passing around this book. It was a little book, about that thick. I don't know how many pages, maybe about 160 pages. Seemed like less than a couple of hundred. Ken Kise wrote one of the most fabulous, universal, all-time good for knowing books I have ever run across. It was a values clarification kind of a book. The Handbook for Higher Consciousness. The basic theme of Ken Kise Jr.'s book was this. We have been taught to look for happiness in places where it cannot be found. We have been taught to look for happiness in places where it is not to be found. Outside of us. Outside of us. This little book, a handbook for higher consciousness, spoke to all of us, saying that in light of our having been taught to look for happiness outside of ourselves, we have come to believe that happiness, my achievement of the state of happiness, depended upon me finding outside of me the right person, the right thing, the right experiences, the right possessions. Once I get the right person, once I get the right situations and conditions, once I get the right circumstances, once I get the right things, then I will be happy. How many of you have thought, I'll be happy if I get that person, and then got that person, and discovered that that person was not the source of the happiness you sought? How many of you have thought, if I just get the right living space, I will be happy, only to get that right and perfect living space to discover, why did this not bring me the feeling of happiness that I thought it would bring? Ken Kise Jr.'s book, The Handbook for Higher Consciousness, as I recall from all of these years, from having read it, said that one of the things we love more than most anything else is stuff. We love stuff. We think we will be happier if we get stuff. And then once our happiness starts to wane after we've gotten the stuff, we truly believe and have been taught that to continue our happiness means that we need to get newer stuff. better stuff, bigger stuff, shinier stuff, more expensive stuff. What we have learned to value more than anything else in the whole wide world is stuff, the things of the world. That's where we have placed our heart. This is what we have called our treasure. And where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What do you want? Ask, and it shall be given. Do you want more stuff, like most people? Newer stuff? Better stuff? Shinier stuff? Bigger stuff? Is what you want outside of you? Is what you value more than anything outside of you? Seek you first, the domain of all creation that is within you. And all these things, all the stuff, it'll be added. Prayer is creative thinking that heightens the connection with God mind, and therefore brings forth wisdom, health, prosperity, and everything good. Well, let me be frank. I want more wisdom. Let me be frank. I want more health. Let me be frank. I want more prosperity. Let me be frank. I want more of everything good. But I am not seeking these things first. I have gone through a process, consciously and intentionally, in one way, and life has brought me through a process in its own way of clarifying my values. Should God ask me today, and God is. Should the universe request of me today, and the universe is. What do you want? Anything. Anything in the whole wide world. What is it that your heart desires above and beyond all else? I can quickly answer, and I do. More God. More God. More God. This is my heart's desire. A closer walk with thee. A daily walk with thee. More of your spirit, O God, in my mind and in my heart. More of your spirit in my walk and in my talk. More of you. More God is all I want. How about you, brothers and sisters? Remember, more God brings more stuff. But let me value God. Like Solomon, I'm just a kid I don't know my knee from my elbow. But this one thing I do know. I want more God. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your listening. Let's go into meditation. Now. Right here in this very moment, I pause for the cause. Sila, my break for station identification, to remember that my life is sponsored by the Almighty One, source of all that is, whom I have come to call God. I relax. I breathe. I remember. I remember right here and right now that the universe has spoken to me. Ask whatever your heart desires, and it will be given. And so what do I desire? What do I want more than anything? So many choices. Well, here and now, I have made my choice. What I want is more God. More and more and more God. More conscious awareness of my oneness with my Creator. More conscious acknowledgement of God as my one and only source of good. Yes, sir, in this moment I've made my choice. Of all the available things that I can have, what is it that I want? More God. More and more and more God. More pure conscious awareness of my oneness with my God, source of all good, source of all love, source of all life, source of all peace, source of all wisdom, source of all joy.
our source, our strength. We honor it with each breath we take. One heart, one mind, one power. Every voice is the voice of love. Every name is the name of love. We all come from a place of love. Every face is the face of love. Every voice is the voice of love. Every name is the name of love. We all come from a place of love. Every face, the face of love.